Right, there's our song for this week, our Smash Play on Radio North Sea International, a tune for you by Dobie Gray called Simply Drift Away. It's 7 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock in the morning. Many thanks going out to Robin Banks for the past 2 hours of lovely music.
It's the big, bad, wonderful Willie of Steffi Dirty Ellie.
I thought to myself tonight, I thought, well, what better way to get the show on the road rather than with a song here called The Ballad of Berkshire Burr. Love you.
Holly comes up from Berkshire, they call her Berkshire Burr. My name is William, they think I'm silly because I don't do no work. I had a pint, I had a crust, I managed to get lost. So you can trust, shit or not, I'm going to live until I die. I got a job with old Farmer Giles the other week. Said you can start Monday morning and we work from 7:30 to 6:30. I don't like getting up in the morning, so I didn't turn up till 8:40. He said, hey, you should have been here at 7:30. I said, why? What happened?
Meet the man.
Out poaching with my old mate Sammy Grunt. The other day we was walking across a field and all of a sudden he stopped dead. He said, looks like, smells like, tastes like. God, I'm glad I didn't tread in that. Sat on your old five bar gate down the road. This girt car pulls up in front of him, top sticks his head out and he says to me, George, which is the way of London? I said, hey, you know my name was George. He said, I guessed it. I said, you guess your bloody way of London. Berkshire, they call me Berkshire. My name is William, they think I'm silly because I don't do no work. I had a point, I had a crust, and I managed to get by. So you can trust the shit or bust, I'm gonna live until I die.
Right, there's a song for you called The Ballad of Berkshire Burr by Southern Comfort, Matthew Southern Comfort. Hey, I absolutely love that record there. Did you enjoy that? Released on the Harvest record label. Lovely, isn't it?
Lovely.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed that. Bit of an encore here then.
Out poaching with my old mate Sammy Grunt. The other day we was walking across a field and all of a sudden he stopped dead. He said, looks like, smells like, tastes like. God, I'm glad I didn't tread in that. Sat on your old five bar gate down the road. This girt car pulls up in front of him, top sticks his head out and he says to me, George, which is the way of London? I said, hey, you know my name was George. He said, I guessed it. I said, you guess your bloody way of London. I don't do no work. I had a point, I had a crust, and I managed to get by. So you can trust the shit or bust, I'm gonna live until I die.
Hey, little. There's a song for you called The Ballad of Barsha Burke here on Radio North Sea International. It's Sunday evening come Monday morning. Kind of hope you enjoy that. I love that. I really love that.
Radio North Sea International.
Music here on Radio North Sea International from now until 4 o'clock in the morning, and then of course at 4 o'clock, being as it's a Sunday evening come Monday morning, we close down for 2 hours for general maintenance as Robin Banks earns his bread, checking out the transmitters, seeing if there are any faults or anything like that. And then of course at 6 o'clock in the morning, we reopen with the Dutch service here on RNI, the Dutch service taking you through until 8 o'clock at night. And then of course it's the reopening of the international service. Right now we've got Vernon Oxford for you at 12 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock and a beautiful little song called It's Watermelon Time in Georgia.
Thank you to Detroit, you're treating me good, but I've been here longer than I should. I ain't enjoyed the money, but I miss my honey so. One thing's on my mind, it's watermelon time in Georgia. Lord, it makes a country boy getting down in the mouth when his body's up north, but his heart's down south. I said I'd be back, I'd better make tracks today. Well, Lordy, I got a goal, it's watermelon time in Georgia. Can't reach my little Georgia peach too soon. One thing's on my mind, it's watermelon time in Georgia. Well, so long, Detroit, and so long, friends. If you're ever down in Macon, won't you please stop in and meet the little girl that's always been my whole world. It's watermelon time in Georgia. Yeah, I'm leaving today. It's watermelon time in Georgia.
Beautiful indeed here. Caught me with a mouthful of peanut. Oh boy, oh boy. Will I swallow this, otherwise I'll choke to death. 14 after the hour of 2 o'clock, and that was Vernon Oxford there with a song called Watermelon Time in Georgia.
It's the big, wide, wonderful world of Daffy Don Allen.
Friends and neighbors, every Saturday evening here on Radio North Sea International between the hours of 8 and 10 p.m., it's country music time here on The Voice of Young Europe. And this is your country cousin, Don Allen, extending an invitation for you to join me for 2 hours of some of the finest in country sounds. That's the Don Allen Country Jamboree, 8 to 10 p.m. Central European time here on The Voice of Young Europe, the sound of the world, Radio North Sea International. Requests and dedications to RNI, P.O. Box 117, Hilversum in Holland. Mark your letters, the Don Allen Country Jamboree. And we look forward to hearing from especially you. So don't forget, this Saturday evening, 8 to 10 p.m., the Don Allen Country Jamboree, country music at its finest for young Europe and the world to enjoy. See you this Saturday, friends. That sounds like a whole lot of fun, doesn't it?
Hello, Don.
Oh, dear. What do we got here? Oh, good morning, Louise. How are you, my love?
Funny.
Yeah, lovely. Come and sit on my knee here, darling.
Big Fanny.
Lovely.
She was big and she was bad.
This is Neil Ray with a song called The Ballad of Big Fanny.
Big Fanny. She was also kind of sad. There wasn't anybody who could put Big Fanny down. She was big and bad and ugly, and she weighed 300 pounds.
Until we talk again. Bye-bye for now.
She weighed 300 pounds, stood 5'5", and she had an odor more dead than alive. The black greasy hair on her dimpled chin and her big belly rumbled like a lion's den, Big Fanny. No one knew who was Fanny's daddy. She turned up one day in a wet rice paddy, just looking stupid and standing stiff, and even the dogs refused to sniff a Big Fanny.
Big Fanny.
Some say she came from around Hanoi, where she got in a fight with some BC boys. She blowed her garlic breath in those BC's face, and they dropped like flies all over the place. Big Fanny. The cops finally put Big Fanny in jail, gave her 30 days and wouldn't set no bail. She gave a mighty belch and struck a match, and the gas blew the holes of that booby hatch. Big Fanny. Big Fanny was up in the mountains one night, a-fightin' a bear in the soft moonlight. The bear stuck a claw in Fanny's eye, and all of the people said goodbye to Big Fanny. But Fanny got tired of playing with that bear and grabbed two handfuls of his mangy hair. She gave a karate chop and a judo roll and knocked that grizzly critter out cold. Big Fanny.
Big Fanny.
Big Fanny hung around for a couple of years, smoking cigar butts and mooching beers. And then one morning she was up and gone, back to the jungle hunting Viet Cong. Big Fanny. So along the roads in North Vietnam, there's trees a-growing with signs nailed on. When you leave this road, be careful, pal. Somewhere in them jungles is a big bad gal. Big Fanny.
Big Fanny. Big Fanny. She was big and she was bad. Big Fanny. She was also kind of sad. Wasn't anybody who could put Big Fanny down. She was big and bad and ugly, and she weighed 300 pounds. There wasn't anybody who could put Big Fanny down. She was big and bad and ugly, and she weighed 300 pounds.
Sounds like my kind of gal, our Big Fanny. Lovely. Neil Ray for you on the SSS, the Shelby Singleton International label, and a song there called The Ballad of Big Fanny. It's 18 minutes and 30 seconds now, past the hour of 2 o'clock, here on the fun-loving sound of
Radio North Sea International.
And this is Connie Francis taking us back a few years in time. A memory shaker for you, a beautiful song. Connie Francis and Somebody's Fool, I think.
The tears I cried for you could fill an ocean. But you don't care how many tears I cry. And though you only leave me out and hurt me, I couldn't bring myself to say goodbye.
Everybody's on fire. Everybody's
Francis, beautiful song there called Everybody is Somebody's Fool here on Radio North Sea International, 21 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. And here she comes, Roberta.
When in Zurich, yes, you must take time to visit the famous Nova Park Hotel. The Nova Park, with its renowned dining and drinking facilities and excellent conference and committee rooms, can make your stay in Zurich pleasant and relaxing. The Nova Park Hotel, in the heart of Zurich, is close to the popular lake and mountains, enjoyable for young and old. The Nova Park Hotel, Zurich, Switzerland. Telephone Zurich 542221. The Nova Park Hotel is where people get together.
This is Radio North Bay International.
Yes, indeed.
220.
Once again, a golden oldie comes your way, this time in the form of Jimmy Jones with a beautiful record here. It brings back some very pleasant memories. This is called Handyman.
Because I'm what I'm putting down. Ooh, baby, I'm still a handyman. I'm not the guy that used to be too old. I'm handy with the love and I'm no fool. I can't stroke my heart, I know I really can. If your broken heart needs repair, I'm the man to see. I whisper sweet things, you tell all your friends, they'll come running to me. It ain't the main thing I want to say. I'm busy 24 hours a day. I've been broken heart, I know I really can. If your broken heart needs repair, I'm the man to see. I whisper sweet things, you tell all your friends, they'll come running to me. I'm busy 24 hours a day. I've got broken hearts, I know I really can.
That's got a beautiful old Jimmy Jones there, a song that takes me back to my teens. A beautiful little number called Handyman. And for those of you tuning in for the first time this morning, a very good morning to you indeed. Olive Williams, are you listening or are you tired from picking strawberries? Anyway, if you are listening in this morning, a very good morning to you. And we hope that you're in the best of health and happiness. And for anybody else who may be tuning in for the first time, this is the fun-loving sound of
Radio North Sea, Radio 1974.
Broadcasting from now until 4 o'clock in the morning. It's the sound of the tokens here on RNI.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the
we'll be right back.
Hey, that's the tokens for you here on the fun-loving sound of RNI on this at this very ungodly hour. Who in their proper mind would be up and about this time of the morning? I suppose there are some who have to stay up all night, you know, the night workers and various whatnots. But anyway, we hope that you're enjoying the music coming your way. As I said before, we're with you right up until 4 o'clock in the morning. This is yours truly, Daffy Don Allen, with you. And I'm so happy to be here behind the microphone. At least that's what it says on my script here. But 27 and a half minutes after the hour of 2 o'clock is the time as we make it. And here we go with our spoon and knife and fork. Almost sounds as if I'm hungry, doesn't it?
It's the big, wide, wonderful world of Daffy Don Allen.
Yes. I've got a song here now for you, sung by Graham Gill, and this is called, it's called My Girl Johnny. No. It's called My Girl Bill, Jim Stafford.
Bill walked me to my door last night, and he said, "Before I go, there's something about our love affair that I have a right to know."
Lovely.
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 I said, "Let's not stand out here like this. What would the neighbors think? Why don't we just step inside, and I'll fix us both a drink."
Colin Cognac.
My girl, Bill. My girl, Bill. Can't say enough about the way I feel about my girl. William's hands were shaking.
Oh dear.
As he took his glass of wine. And I could see we both felt the same. And when his eyes met mine.
True love at first sight.
I said, "Who we love, why we love, it's hard to understand. So let's just sit here on the couch and face this man to man." My girl, Bill. My girl, Bill. Can't say enough about the way I feel about my girl. You know, we just left her place. And we both know what she said. She doesn't want to see your face.
Need her mouth.
And she wishes you were dead. Now I know we both love her. And I guess we always will. But you're gonna have to find another. 'Cause she's my girl, Bill.
Signed, Graham Gill.
Girl, Bill. My girl, Bill. Can't say enough about the way I feel about my girl.
My girl. Sort of makes you wonder at the beginning of the record there, doesn't it? It's neat normal. Anyway, a song for you by Jim Stafford called My Girl Bill. As I look to the right of me, I see a strange-looking creature in the studio here. It's alien to whatever we believe in. Where did you come from?
Mars.
From Mars? You look like you come from Mars. Well, okay, come on over here for a sec, Philip. What exactly are you doing here?
Well, I'm just taking a quick tape of your program.
Oh, good.
Mine.
Well, how did you get out here?
I came by ferry to Zeebrugge, and then up with Robin.
Oh, very good. Is there anybody you'd like to say hi to at this particular
time? Well, yes, I'd like to say
hi. Well, you have to speak into the microphone. I doubt whether they can hear you.
Well, Yes, I'd like to say hello to Amanda Haney in Chipping Norton.
Who's she?
She's a very good friend of mine from school.
She nice?
Yes, very good.
Yeah?
Yes, all over. Yeah.
Beautiful. How old is she?
She's the same age as me. She's 17.
Oh, very good, very good. And you're from where? From the Boar's Head, I believe it is.
That's almost right. It's the Blue Boar Hotel.
Oh, the Blue Boar Hotel. That's right. Yeah, the Blue Boar
Not
Hotel.
Over Park.
Philip Cox. Where did you get a name like that? Any relation to Judge Dredd at all? Dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Anyway, 28 minutes to the hour of 3 o'clock. Philip Cox in the studio here taking a tape check of whatever is going on the air, so I suppose we better make it good. Otherwise, if it's bad, he'll have it on tape, and then he'll be able to run me into the ground forever after more. Anyway, with you until 4 o'clock this morning, and right now we've got an all-time great here by Paul Anka. How many years ago was this released? Someone said, well, at least 20 years ago. Paul Anka, the song that brought him to fame and fortune. A beautiful rendition of a song called Diana.
I'm so young and you're so old. This, my darling, I've been told. I don't care just what they say, 'cause forever I will pray. You